Honorable, the Judges of the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. Oyez, oyez, oyez. All persons having any manner or form of business before the Honorable, the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, are admonished to draw nigh and give their attention, for the Court is now sitting. God save the United States and this Honorable Court.
Thank you. Please,
all right, please
be seated.
Mr. Patel, when you're ready,
Thank you.
Me just say to you briefly, we haven't denied your consent motion or anything. We haven't ruled on it. We just wanted to give you, you and your opposing counsel, a brief time to explain your position. I don't think it's going to take a long time in light of the papers that you filed. And then just have the panel ask questions of you, if they have them. But why don't you just briefly state what your, position is? And it's fine if you want to reflect the joint motion. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
The emphasis in this case is brief.
Yes, yes, Your Honor. Yeah, I'm happy that we have agreement here, that the district court erred, on the Rahafe, denial of the Rahafe claim. And we agree that the district court erred for two reasons, because the district court found that Rahafe doesn't even apply to felon in possession offenses, which is clearly wrong. And we also agree that, Rahafe is retroactive. The district court found that, the Supreme Court itself has to make it retroactive, but this court has clearly said that that's not the case with initial 2255 petitions, and we agree that it is retroactive because it's substantive, because it's a narrowing interpretation of a statute, and therefore we ask that the court remand this case so that the district court can conduct a merits analysis that it has yet to do, exactly like the Fifth and Sixth Circuit have done, after finding Rahafe retroactive. If the court doesn't have any further questions, I'll sit down, Your Honor.
You've had a pretty good week, haven't you? Had the same thing happen another panel had this week.
Yes, Your Honor. Pretty good week. Thank you.
I don't think we have any questions, Judge Wilkinson.
The remand would be conducted under the Supreme Court's decision in Greer, as I understand the motion to indicate.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes. My client, Mr. Waters, didn't have that opportunity. He asserted a Rahafe claim and then asked for counsel so he could further develop the claim, and it was just summarily denied a week later. So he hasn't had that opportunity yet.
You want the chance to argue that under Greer?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask my colleagues if they have any questions of you.
I don't think, we have any questions, Judge Wilkinson.
Thank you.
All right. We thank you. It's probably the longest argument you ever had. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Mr. Garner, what say you?
Thank you. And may it please the court, as the government conceded in its response brief, it is the government's position that Rahafe announced a new substantive rule that applies retroactive to initial claims on 2255. It's the government's position that the district court erred in holding otherwise and that this case should be remanded for further proceedings. I'm happy to answer any questions the court may have.
All right. Judge Agee, do you have any
questions?
No questions. Mr. Patel, Judge Wynn, do you have any questions?
No questions.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Patel, do you have anything you wish to say by way of rebuttal? I don't know what there is to rebut.
I usually have a lot of words, but not today.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for being here, and it's an interesting case. We wanted to give you the chance to explain your positions and to have situation open for counsel if needed. All right, we thank you both, and we'll proceed directly into our next case.
Thank you.